This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, the Bush administration announced a $700 million relief package for the states hit by the West's worst drought in a century. It was a timely move. The drought that's hitting much of the United States this year may end up being the costliest in history, and its effects are being felt beyond the Midwest. Low water levels hurt companies running river barges. Electricity costs are up because there's less hydroelectric power from dams. Our air is dirtier because power companies are turning to coal instead of water. Prices of lakefront real estate drop because the houses no longer face the water. Don Willhite is director of the National Drought Mitigation Center at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. He calls drought the Rodney Dangerfield of disasters and joins us from the studios of the Nebraska Public Radio Network. Mr. Willhite, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here.
And why doesn't drought get the respect that, let's say, hurricanes, floods, and tornadoes do?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. One is because of the slow onset nature of the drought. It creeps up on you, and so it's really hard to know when the drought begins. It's hard to know when it reaches maximum severity, and it's oftentimes hard to know when it's over. And in addition to that, you have the fact that with drought, you don't have the structural impacts that you have associated with floods and hurricanes and estimate some of the losses.
Mr. Willhite, how does the drought we're living through this year compare with the most obvious example being the great Dust Bowl drought of the 30s?
It kind of depends on where you are, because regionally, each area of the country has its own what is generally referred to as the drought of record. And the 1930s are certainly, that period of time is certainly the drought of record for the central United States and parts of the northern plains and so forth. The difference is that the 1930s for many parts of the country went on from anywhere from 6 to 10 years with very little relief from year to year. Well, this year was very, very bad. If you would duplicate this year, next year, and for the next 2 or 3 or 4 years, then I think you would really see some very serious repercussions of that, not only here, but in the surrounding region.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Willhite, I'm wondering if you can help us understand what I'm afraid I'll refer to as the ripple effects of drought, if that doesn't sound incongruous.
No, not at all. The impacts begin with what we refer to generally as the direct impacts, and those would be impacts, for example, in agriculture, the direct impacts on agricultural production. And so then you move into all of the indirect impacts. And so it really depresses the entire rural economy. So if farmers don't have the production, that means they don't have the profit. They don't have the money to spend. So they're not spending that money in these small rural communities or in the larger communities that surround those areas, so that clothing stores, automobile dealers, farm implement dealers, all of them feel the effects, and then it just ripples out from that. So it, what begins as a sort of a regional problem really does spread out or ripple out through the economy and has a much, much greater impact.
And if drought reduces the supplies that a farmer can bring in and sell to the market and reduces the value of the farm, that's also damage to the tax base of a community, which means they can't pay for school, fire, police, that sort of thing.
Yes, that's true. Because of lower income, you have less tax revenue going into the state coffers. You have less sales tax because of less expenditure of funds at the local level and so forth. And then once again, it's this ripple effect that we spoke of earlier.
Mr. Willhite, short of making it rain, what can the government do about drought?
When I first got into this business of sort of focusing on drought preparedness, it was back in the early 80s. And at that time, we only had 3 states with drought plans. And those were an attempt to try to improve their coordination when drought occurs and to lessen the impacts. Today, we see a trend towards greater planning. We have 34 states with drought plans and a trend towards trying to assess where we're the most vulnerable and then develop programs that might reduce that vulnerability the next time a drought occurs. And so the role that the government needs to play is less in terms of providing relief and more in terms of providing incentives to people to better prepare for drought.
Mr. Willhite, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Don Willhite is director of the National Drought Mitigation Center at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln.